Our commentator, Meredith Small, is an anthropologist. It helps her cope with some behavior in her own home, which would drive most people up a wall.
My 6-year-old daughter recently told me one of her most important memories. Remember, Mom, when I was 2 and I got a pair of diamonds in the mail and I stuck them up my nose and couldn't get them out? I was with my daughter pretty much all day when she was 2, and I don't recall any diamonds coming in the mail for her. And as far as I can tell, there's been no sparkle coming out of her nose for the past 4 years. This diamond in the nose business is just another one of her exaggerated, complicated tales, and we seem to be getting a lot of them these days. She's at the point where her mind is racing faster than the speed of light, and she also feels a compelling need to voice every single idea that passes through her head, no matter how fantastic. It's not really lying, just fantasizing. And all the experts tell us this is a good thing. Apparently, it's a normal stage of human development for a small child to be completely unhinged from reality. The need to be mentally on another planet in childhood must be a byproduct of having a big brain. Humans have the largest brains relative to body size and the highest intellect in the animal kingdom. We evolved to be adults who can solve all sorts of problems. The job of the child mind, I guess, is to rev in place for a few years, gearing up for adulthood. Our job as parents in this process seems to be a combination of encouraging such flights of fancy while also keeping her tethered to the earth. We do that mostly by listening and nodding our heads a lot, but refusing to put any of her cockamamie schemes into play, waiting patiently for her to join us in the adult mind space. Hey, Mom, you know what we could do? We could take off all our clothes and get some crayons and melt them, and then we could get some flowers and plants and things and splash water on the floor, and then we could ride our bikes in the house into my bedroom, put diamonds in our hair, and be princesses.
Meredith Small is an anthropologist. She lives in Ithaca, New York.